You may have noticed I'm wearing green. This is because of our great zucchini outreach. So hopefully this past week you thought of yourselves as very fruitful vines of some sort, giving off fruit, because in the parables that we have from Jesus, it's all about flourishing and providing nourishment for others so that others can come to know the Lord. So as I talked about it last week, zucchini is kind of a good image of that, because there's so much that comes from our zucchini plants. In the middle of the night, you go to your neighbor and leave a basket of it. And last week after the 10:30, Brian Bishoping came up to me and said, "Father, I have some zucchini in my car. Would you like some?" I said, "Sure." So, and then of course you can make cake and everything with zucchini. So, you know, it's a great image of what we're supposed to be like. Bearing fruit, doing great things, providing even attractive, delicious things in order to get people to come to know the Lord. But we have been given everything we need. We have every advantage possible so that we can do that. We have a God who is always with us. From that first reading in Wisdom, it says that God judges with clemency. God's not going to jump on us and destroy us when we're down, but rather he's patient, long-suffering, persevering, always ready for us to turn back to him. We have a God who comes to us in our need. For example, in the second reading from Paul, we're told when we really don't know what to ask for, what to pray for, the Spirit comes and helps us in our groanings. You know, we don't know, and we say that to the Lord, but the Spirit knows what we need. And so God there too comes to our aid and our help. So when we talk about our own discipleship, our following of the Lord, God holds back nothing from us. We have everything we need in order to grow and to flourish. And I think there's two things that go on here that get in the way of that. Number one would be humility. The other one would be obedience. Humility is first and foremost recognizing who we really are. And we are creatures. We are not the creator. But it goes further than that. The truly humble person says, "Lord, I'm totally dependent on you, and you are the source of all that is good," so that we have a focus in our lives. That's our foundation, God, and what God can do for us. And from that, we're supposed to be trusting in God so that no matter what the situation is, we don't fall apart, but we continue to hold on to hope and to trust, because God is trustworthy. So humility, we need to keep going back to that, not thinking that we can do it all on our own or even that we're not good enough, but to recognize we were created by God. We are created in his image and likeness. Through baptism, we become his children. So we have a wonderful destiny ahead of us. But again, it's for us to keep going back to what we know about our faith. So if we know who we truly are, that's going to help us understand what we're supposed to be doing. And obedience. Obedience is first and foremost listening to God. That's what the word obedience means, to listen. Do we listen to God? Do we take the time to pray, read the scriptures, ponder the teachings of the church? And then secondly, do we then act on them? And that's also part of humility. It's not, "Lord, I know better than you or your church, but you have given me all of this so that I don't have to worry about deciding this, that, or the other thing. That if I follow in your footsteps, if I'm obedient in that sense, I will find the kingdom of God." And of course, Jesus, once again, is the perfect example of that. Totally obedient to the will of the Father. And that doesn't mean that we don't pray for relief. But even there, what does Jesus say? "Come to me, you who are heavy labored and burdened, and I will give you rest." But obedience means doing the will of God no matter how hard it is. Jesus himself said, "Lord, Father, if it's possible for this cup to be removed, let it be removed." He didn't want to suffer. No one wants to suffer. But the obedient person again says, "Okay, this is the will of God, and again, God's with me in that suffering so that I can go forth and proclaim the gospel. But we are called to be fruitful. And as I mentioned last week, fruitfulness is about giving other people the opportunity to know God, to come to God. And that doesn't happen through wishful thinking. It doesn't happen just through prayer. It happens through action, going up to people and speaking to them. And it can be as simple as asking who a person is, how they're doing, do they need anything, but showing care and kindness. And there again, in the reading from Wisdom, we have a God who cares about us. Now think of that. We have this eternal, almighty God who literally cares for each and every one of us as if we were unique, and we are in the eyes of God, but as if we were the only person. God cares for each of us, and so he cares for everybody else. So if we care as God cares for other people, we will want what is best for them. The love of God tells us, go to them, let them know the love of God so that they too can flourish and be fruitful. So we got to hold ourselves accountable. We have to evaluate whether or not we are producing good fruit, or are we weeds? Again, you know, the weeds are the evil people who try to prevent the Word of God from being proclaimed. They choke off the life of people. They get in the way. They burden people. And when we sin, that's what we do. We are weeds. We get in the way of other people and their walk with the Lord. But God created us as children of the light to be good seeds, to be planted, produce good fruit, so that other people can come to the Lord. But as always, there's a choice in it. I don't have to do it. God doesn't coerce me into doing it. But hopefully we come here each week to remind ourselves who we are in the eyes of God, what we're called to do, and then to go forth and produce good fruit. And again, evaluate, judge it. Every day, at the end of the day, ask yourself, did I produce good fruit today? Did I feed someone? Did I nurture someone? Did I nourish someone with the Word of God or my prayers or my service? Did I make a difference in people's lives? Or did I not do anything? Or did I get in the way of people seeing the Lord? But the more we evaluate that and then try again and try different things to do it better, the more we're going to see that we do indeed produce good fruit. And that's as individuals and as a community. We want people to say, that's a parish where great things happen because the people trust in God. They're obedient. They're humble. They want to serve as Jesus serves us. So again, you know, we keep that image of growth, especially this time of year. And, you know, some people are saying, well, my zucchini aren't amounting to anything, but I sure got a lot of cucumbers. You know, so we have those things not only for our nourishment, but to share with other people. And even more so in our spiritual lives, we have many, many gifts. We are called to be fruitful. And as Jesus says, the more fruitful we are, the more we give of ourselves, the more we will get, so that we can be even more fruitful. So as you go forth this week, once again, think of how you're supposed to be good seed, not weeds. How you are called to nourish people and to be like God, who is a persevering, patient God, a God of clemency, a God who cares for us, a God who sends us his Holy Spirit so that we in turn can follow in the footsteps of Christ, who is all those things for us, so that we in turn can be nourishing, helpful people to other people. But again, sky's the limit when it comes to God. There's no limit. We limit ourselves through our own sense of inadequacy or failure. But God says, no, that's not what you're supposed to be focusing on. You're supposed to be focusing on what I am doing for you and with you. And if God is for us, no one can be against us. So again, once again, as you go forth, you know, plant the good seed, nurture it, water it, fertilize it, so that you can bring that gospel message to others. So in turn, other people can become good seeds and flourish in the name of God and always bear good fruit.